first item of business will be to approve last meeting's minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review?
If I can, the minutes, which I don't have in front of me because I don't have two screens on my computer, but I found paragraph 7, and maybe it's because I was only in the meeting for like 5 minutes last time because of my connection, and but I find paragraph 7 and 8 very confusing. What parcels are we talking about? It just says 90 days from what? It's just, if I was reading it as a stranger, I wouldn't know what some of it meant and what parcel, and talks about the above parcel, and I'm not sure, and the paragraph talks about parcel B and D. I just think that needs to be clarified.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay, any other feedback items for the prior meeting's agenda or the notes, the prior agenda?
There is a typo where it says Senate in paragraph 6, I think. It's just a typo. I hate to take Tricia's place here, but that is. I did notice that the
Oh yeah. Okay, I see it. Yep.
It's a mistake. That's all.
Yep.
I'm sure Patricia's relieved that she's not the only person watching what's going on around here.
I'm testing everyone with my silence.
Yeah. Good. Catherine stepped up.
As I knew she would.
Yes. Okay, excellent. Anybody else? Okay, so given clarification around paragraphs 7 and 8 that Catherine referenced and the one typo that you referenced, assuming that those are corrected or with those corrections in place, do we have approval of the last meeting's minutes? I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Seconds?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Catherine. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll send out those minutes to you.
Okay. Thank you, Maggie.
This is Carolyn. As far as, did you want to actually write in what the clarification was that Commissioner Goodbody was requesting, and then you would be approving it as corrected?
No, because I don't know what that's going to look like yet. But can I just put confidence that Maggie is going to clarify it in a way that will be sufficient for the board?
Well, I think then you need to wait to next meeting to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Actually, may I ask a question? I'm sorry, this is Judy. I just had a call from Al Paolillo that he needs a password to get to dial in, and
no.
What's Al's cell phone? Oh, I have a cell phone on.
Yeah, to dial in. If you're connecting by computer, the password's already in the link. But if he's just dialing in, then he might need the password.
Melinda, can you hear?
Yeah, what's Al's cell phone? I have someone in the waiting room on a cell phone.
It must be him.
Oh, it's 6...
623?
Yeah, I think it's 623. Yeah. So all right. Get in. Okay,
I'm admitting him now.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Right. We lost Maggie. There she is.
Okay. Yeah, that's who's been calling. Okay.
Okay, so I guess we will push the approval of the minutes until the following meeting.
Thank you.
Subject to the changes.
Okay.
All right, moving along. Financial report. Ms. Grax, what do you have for us?
Nothing exciting. That's always good. Interest rates are disappointingly low. We only earned about $47 from our stiff investments. However, I was able to reconcile all the accounts which includes the Citizens Bank checking account, the money market fund, and the STIF account, and I found them all to be in good order. Additionally, I reviewed the PN profit and loss in the balance sheets, and I also have found those to be in good order. I had no questions for Maggie on them.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody have questions for Patricia?
I just have a comment, if I may, to Carolyn. I want to make sure I'm doing this right. Can we have someone move to amend the agenda as set forth in this third revision?
Yes, by a two-thirds vote, because this is a regular meeting, you can amend the agenda.
Okay, and it was just the wording under the executive session to discuss a legal opinion regarding the selection on a site or purchase of real estate when publicity regarding such site or purchase would adversely impact the price of site or real estate, and to discuss the legal opinion.
So you need to add "and to discuss the legal opinion"?
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right, then I will entertain a motion to amend today's agenda under item 12 to keep as is, but add at the end, add "and to discuss
the legal opinion. Right.
So moved.
Moved by Giovanni, seconds.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes, agenda changed.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to updates?
Yes, let's move along to updates. CT Port Authority, is that going to be Mr. Gash or Ms. Scheifel? Both of you.
I think that would be Ms. Scheifel.
Okay, yeah, I think John will be, John Henshaw, the new ED, will participate in your meetings hopefully by next month. He has just started, and he attended his first meeting of CPA, which was on September 8th. Most of their agenda still dealt with what is happening up at the State Pier and that project, but that's about it.
Okay.
Bill, I think you're on. Are you on the phone, Bill Gash?
I am. Okay. Can you hear me?
We hear you fine. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well, hello, everyone. I'm sorry I missed the last meeting, and I have no report for this meeting.
No report, Mr. Gash. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Jude? Bill, how's traffic in and out of the ports? Is it slower than usual, above normal? You're still on mute if you are answering.
The report is that shipping traffic is up slightly, and there should be a report coming around in email tomorrow for everybody.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and Army Corps of Engineers dredging update. Who has that update for?
Okay. I'm not muted. So actually, yesterday I had the opportunity, along with our partners at CPA and the district, the core district folks, to actually brief the new general of the regional core district and also the new colonel of the New England district. As we've become familiar with the military folks, they rotate in and out of their positions every 3 years. And in this case, which was rare, both the regional head and the district head both changed out. So this was the first time they were really hearing about the project. They were very supportive of it. We made known the outstanding issue with the cable and the fact that we're still awaiting a decision from the Assistant Secretary of the Army as to the waiver. Although they felt confident that this was gonna move forward. They felt that there were ways to actually address that cable cost with the Senate bill. which is where it is now. Actually, the bill was passed by the House back in July, and it's been referred to the Senate, who has not taken it up as yet. But in any event, we're hoping that it comes out as part of WERDA 2020. That's if a WERDA, a Water Resource and Development Act, does actually get enacted this year. It's anyone's guess what's happening down there in Washington. So we wouldn't be looking for the federal funding until the next federal budget. Although they were very, the new folks were very happy to hear that the state legislature has already authorized the bonding of the $25 million, which is required for the local share. And the core district felt that if it gets through WERDA, even without having federal funding in place, that they will be actually able to begin the design phase of the project.
Okay. So thank you, Judy, as always, for your wonderful reports on this. What is the timeline exactly at this point on design and when we would see construction?
Okay, so we probably won't, because we also have that limited dredging window between October and February of each year. We're probably not, we're looking at the very earliest October of 22. And it's also a 2 year
dredge project.
A two-year project. Yeah.
Yeah, I this is not wearing my city hat. If I can get in touch with whoever's up at the core there, we may be back to being interested in some of the material, possibly. And I don't know if they're at a point where they could, you know, something on the order of 200,000 cubic yards, possibly.
Well, long that would, shot, that would but, be great, because that would reduce the amount of material to Central Long Island Sound.
Yeah, so we would, I mean, it would have to dewater it, but it would be not go very far. But yeah. we can talk offline on it. But yeah, if we can connect on that.
Okay, no, absolutely. You know, absolutely, I'll get you in touch with the right people.
That timeline may not be that bad, actually.
And Judy, at the risk of opening up a can of worms, I'll defer to your judgment on how deep to go on this, pun not intended. In terms of the cable and the return, like that whole equation, it's like 2 point something. That makes a project viable versus not. Has anything changed there?
No, that's the waiver request that we're still waiting on. Although the general felt yesterday that even with the cable costs, we still our benefit cost ratio is at 2.0, which is certainly a project that would be put forward. The issue becomes that we'll be competing with other projects across the country that may have a higher.
Yeah.
So with the cable costs out, it brings us up to 2.8, which makes it.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Got it. Okay. That's
all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice to see you, Judy.
Okay, moving on to old business parcels, D&E for Gateway.
Okay, Jim Dillman of Gateway has the lease. We're just waiting for him to sign both copies, in which case I will get them to you, Matt, for your signature after I receive them from Gateway. There aren't any issues.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think we took care of everything in prior meetings, so.
Yeah.
If it's just signatures, that's good. Thank you. Okay, and the removal of the electrification equipment, waiting for quotes, Giovanni?
Yes, it's been a pretty busy month here. I will try to make sure that we have that for you for next month. Melinda's on here. She'll help make sure it happens.
All right, great.
Okay.
I don't know what number eight means. Is this?
More of number seven.
This is a sub bullet of number seven.
Yeah. Once we have quotes, we'll bring it back to the board for the board to vote on.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And just a note about new commissioners' suggestions.
Yeah.
We obviously have a few particular needs, particularly somebody with a legal background or somebody with environmental background. Basically, we need another Catherine.
Or just someone with environmental background. Doesn't have to be legal. I don't believe. I could be wrong. Am I wrong, Judy? Just environmental.
It's environmental.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought we had somebody. What happened to that person?
Catherine, this takes a long time to go through the city. He has to fill out his the application, get it back to the mayor. The mayor has to approve it, and then it has to go to the board.
No, I understand that, but do we have someone named? Do we have a person, an actual person, to fill out?
We have a person interested, yes. Yes.
With environmental background? Oh, great.
I believe so.
So how can I sabotage it so we don't lose Catherine? I'm just kidding. Okay. And now let's move into new business.
Okay. Let me start this. This is Jude. Are you still on?
I'm on.
Okay. This is on the updating the strategic land use and port plan that's been last done in 2007. We have a $500,000 grant to the CPA through the CPA as our sponsor, but it's designated for New Haven Port Authority. There's been some miscommunication, Jude. Is that what you would call it?
No.
With Joe Salvatore?
No, I don't think it's been a miscommunication. But I have to talk to him.
I've got an email that says the opposite of what you said what we have to do.
My agreement with Joe Salvatore was that in order for the New Haven Port Authority to avoid having to pay for a single audit for this grant, that we would actually write the scope of services, be very involved with the selection and the ongoing study process, but that it would be contracted through the Connecticut Port Authority. I mean, we're paying $9,000 a year now in a single audit for our feasibility study grant from the state. And I'd rather actually see that money be used in a more productive fashion than paying auditors.
Have to pay a single audit coming up anyway, hopefully, on this rail project as well that we're getting the grant for on the Gateway's behalf?
They didn't get it.
Oh, they didn't get it. Okay.
Mm. Gateway didn't get the Chrissy grant. No.
Okay.
Well, that's a bummer.
But going back to this, I read this to Giovanni, and he was a little concerned and said he didn't think this is how the state worked, that the funds can't get distributed directly to New Haven Port Authority. The project will have to invoice Connecticut Port Authority when the work is completed and approved. An MOU between CPA and NHPA will need to be completed.
So
when that's done, so Judy, I forwarded this to
you. If I can just clarify, I think the part that seems odd that we would have to do the RFP and select someone before we would sign an MOU. Usually all of our state agreements are you develop a scope, you sign an agreement with the agency at the state, and then you do your solicitation. Like, and city rules, for example, are that we can't go out to bid on something or solicit without having some sort of document in hand that gives us the money. So I don't know if the Port Authority works differently from that, but that was my sort of surprise in hearing that.
And actually my whole interest was avoiding actually having us take the money to take a grant from them, that we would have these additional requirements associated, that I preferred the route where we would develop the scope, they would put it into their RFP process. We'd be involved in the selection, and also we would be, Maggie would be the one who was dealing directly with the planners and engineers.
They do not want to do this.
The CPA does not. They're also very limited in the personnel that they have there. So they would not be managing this. They would basically be contracting for it, but the New Haven Port Authority would be managing the study.
But Jude, will you, because this is contrary to what he wrote.
Well, I'm going to talk to, I didn't have a chance to speak with him today. You just told me this yet. I'll call him and clarify it with him. All right. And then I'll get back to you.
So therefore I've started working on the scope. I have no problem doing that. And I've started with a three-phased approach, update the original plan.
Yeah.
Add in freight infrastructure, phase two, and phase three, a security plan.
Right.
And then I can pass that off.
Yep. If you could send that to me before you send it to Joe, because I really do believe that the land use piece is probably is going to be the smallest percentage of this project, with the exception of those additional parcels from the state that we may want to that you may want to acquire. I do think that taking a hard look at the infrastructure, especially the rail infrastructure, also to the point where I'm hoping, because it's $500,000, that's a considerable amount of money, that you may have some funds at the end of this to actually try to go to design so we can get some costs
that
could put us in a better position to go and apply for federal grants. Without that, just having a study is not going to do it. You're going to need to have, you're going to need to have something at least to a schematic level where they can develop some costs for some kind of a grant application.
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly with that. I think that
puts
us in a competitive position.
And that'll be in that second phase, Jude.
I would also point out that I think the first phase from 12 years ago, the first consultant plan that we did, I think it was something like $25,000. So, $500,000 is a very substantial sum of money, and we can get a lot done here. I mean, this is exciting.
One
of the things I wanted just to go back is, I'm glad we enjoy a good relationship at this point with the Connecticut Port Authority. And that's great. Obviously, people and tenors can change, take out Connecticut Port Authority and imagine the Connecticut DOT there. I certainly would not want the DOT be in charge of our $500,000. So, one of the things, and maybe this is just me being also a local government official, I just feel strongly that we should maintain as much control over the money as possible. And to a certain extent, while I very much respect what Judy's saying about the $9,000 a year for the single audit and all of that, I do wonder, and sort of a wonder aloud to my fellow board members, whether the fee of $9,000 a year is worth the local control on the money. And I think that is something that, put it this way, if it were the city, I mean, we do a single audit anyway, but if I had to spend $9,000 to make sure I could control the fate of $500,000, that's a fairly no-brainer type of thing from my point of view. So I'm just going to – I just want to throw that out there for discussion.
And I will just add that these funds, when they were approved by the bond commission, were specifically designated for the New Haven Port Authority study. So they cannot – they cannot take this money without going back to the bond commission to get it reauthorized. So I feel pretty comfortable that this money is our money. Your money. It's not my money.
Well, I mean, I guess to a certain extent, they could start to choose to study things that we as a port authority may very much not want to study.
Well, that's why we're going to control the scope, Giovanni.
Okay.
But it's up to the board. It's up to the board.
I'd like to first find out what Joe's comments are, Jude, when you talk to him about this.
Yeah.
Let's go from there.
Okay.
And you bring any updates to us next month?
Jude?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'll talk to Maggie prior to
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah. I figured between you guys will talk, and then we'll have an update next month.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. We have moved through the first 10 items, and now it is open for public comment, if there is any. Otherwise, we'll go into executive session.
I have just one other thing, number 11. I want the board to know that...
I'm sorry. Yeah, executive director report. I missed that entirely, Maggie.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was executive session. It's definitely not. I'm sorry. So the word executive. And
just that, put it there. Yes, I am writing a letter to the City Plan Commission reaffirming our position, the board's position from last year on the Murphy Road recycling project that they're going in front of City Plan, I think on the 21st.
Got it. So that's still alive.
Yeah. So I think, Carolyn, if you're still on, I think all I need to do is get your permission to write the letter and submit the letter on our behalf. Have Matt sign it. What do you think?
Yeah, taking the same position as you had previously taken.
Yes, as last year.
All right, so I'll entertain a motion to give Maggie the mission of writing a letter that keeps our position the same on the Murphy Road recycling application, and that I will review the letter and sign it.
Okay.
So I'll entertain a motion to approve that process.
Do we need a vote on this?
I make a motion.
Okay. Seconds?
Second. Okay.
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you, John. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion passed.
I abstain. I'm a member of the City Plan Commission. I take no
position
as a member of the Port Authority.
Thank you, Giovanni.
Okay.
Okay. Well, motion passes.
Okay.
Now,
Malin,
is there any public comment before we take a motion for executive session?
I just got a question. We just found out that Gateway did not get the rail grant money or the
correct
the rail grant. Any
correct? I have requested from a Department of Transportation in Washington a debriefing with Jim Dillman, myself, and the grant writer to find out why and what the pitfalls were, in hopes that next year those areas can be beefed up.
Yeah, I think that would be important to know. I thought that was a viable, viable option for a lot of, for the city, for the port, for everything,
yeah.
And certainly for the, people moving that waste. So it'd be good to know, where we fell through, or where they fell through, where the pitfalls were, so we would know better next time or next opportunity.
Yeah, John, it's October 21st. I'm meeting with the woman from Department of Transportation in Washington. So we'll let you know at the next meeting how the debriefing went. Okay.
All right. So I will. Is there anything else before I? Oh, sorry, Carolyn.
I'm sorry. This is very late in the game, but under the Executive Order 7B that we're conducting this public meeting, when people speak, they need to identify themselves. So I realize I'm late telling you all this, but if we could just do that going forward in this meeting.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Even though we have names under our pictures?
Yes, that's what the Executive Order 7B says.
Okay.
I think it's for the tape, for the tape that will be posted on the website.
Right.
Not a requirement.
Okay.
This is Carolyn speaking.
Thank you for setting
very
a good
example. Awkward.
This is Matt DeFosi. Carolyn, thank you for setting a good example for us.
Right.
So, okay. So.
All right.
There's only Bill Gash on the, I'm sorry, it's Melinda Figueroa. There's only Bill Gash that's attending, if he would hang up once you guys go into executive session, I'll pause the recording. Otherwise, there's no members from the public here.
It will, okay. Yes, we'll have to give special exceptions to Carolyn, Polly, and Al, and Judy.
I will enter executive session. Matt, I will read that so that it goes into the record, okay, for executive session. The purpose of executive session is to discuss the selection of the site or purchase of real estate by the NHPA when publicity regarding such site or purchase would adversely impact the price of such site or purchase, and to also discuss a written legal opinion regarding the same. I would also like to invite Al, Holly, Carolyn, and Judy into executive session.
Would you state their full names, please?
Yeah. Al Paolillo Jr., is still on. Is that right, Melinda?
Yep. Al is still on.
Okay. Yes. Holly Winger, Carolyn Cohn, and Judy Scheifel.
And this is Carolyn speaking, and you as well, Maggie, need to be invited.
Thank you. Oh, right. As staff, yes.
Okay, this is Matt DeFosi. I will entertain a motion to enter executive session as Maggie has described.
Patricia Dratz, so I make that motion to enter into executive session as was described.
Giovanni Zinn, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do we need to call the roll when we vote? This is Giovanni.
This is Carolyn speaking. This is a contested legal issue. So the City Plan Commission does observe the practice of calling the roll for every vote. The Board of Alders does not.
This is Giovanni. The Board of Alders has now begun doing that.
Have they?
Yes.
We've had discussions. This is Carol. So I think it's a better practice to call the roll for a vote.
Well, okay. So, Giovanni, are you in favor of moving to executive session?
This is Giovanni, yes.
John, are you in favor of moving to executive session?
Yes.
Thank you. Patricia, are you in favor of moving to executive session?
Patricia Dratz, I am.
Catherine, are you in favor of moving to executive session?
Catherine Goodbody, I am.
Okay, this is Matt DeFosi, and I am in favor of moving to executive session. The motion passes, as does time.
Just ask that you hold so I can pause the recording.
Thank you, Melinda.
You're good to go.
Thank you very much. Okay, there are no further items to discuss, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'm sorry, I'm tired. Yes, I...
you have to say you're Patricia, not that you're tired. You need to introduce yourself that way.
And I make the motion to adjourn.
And I'm Catherine, and I second it.
This is Matt DeFosi. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, hearing none. Motion passes. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
You're welcome.